is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, spiritual struggles. Are you struggling to integrate your faith, life, and relationships? Let us help you find healing at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to learn.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about spiritual struggles, just the challenge we all have to bring our faith, life, and relationships in line with each other. Call up at 877-573-7825 and share, is your faith causing conflict in your relationships? Are you going through something in your life that's making you struggle in your faith or even doubt God's presence? Maybe you're having a hard time knowing God's will or experiencing His love or mercy. Maybe you're wrestling with doubts about your faith or God or the church. If you're having spiritual struggles of any kind, we believe that God is reaching out to you right now. Let us help you connect with His abundant grace. And for that matter, if someone you care about is wrestling with their faith and you're not sure how to support them, we're here for that too. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And of course, if you're just trying to figure out where God is in the midst of something that's going on in your life, what does He want you to do? We had a lovely follow-up call with two listeners yesterday who were, you know, trying to figure out where they were supposed to move, if they were supposed to move, and they had called several weeks ago, and we talked to them about praying together and how to begin to discern that. And so they began to discern that, and they thought they had the right answer, and then there was this big surprise that took them off track, and they're still trying to discern that. It can be that you're really struggling with your faith, or it can certainly be you're struggling with a problem, and you want to know how to know, where is God? What does He want you to do? How do I figure this out? Or how do I bring God into it with other people, especially if those other people don't really have a relationship with God? Basically, what we're saying to you is if you're struggling to intersect your life with your faith and figure out how to make God happy or bring Him into your world or any of those things, we're here to help you figure it out today, connect you with God's grace through prayer, connect you with some real steps you can take to begin discerning things and get that peace going again in your life. And I think it's very important to sort of get out of our own way on this from the get-go, because many of us think if we're struggling spiritually at all, it means something negative. It means, you know, that God has left us, or that we're doing something wrong, or that we're displeasing Him. But we have to realize that, you know, we have the scriptures for a reason. They're not just a nice story. They're there to remind us of who we are and how things go. And even Jesus, who was sinless, had the agony in the garden. You know, He had this moment where He was wrestling with what His mission was and not wanting to do it and begging the Father to come through and be there. He needed to experience that so that we can see that it's okay that when we have these moments of experiencing that, because even the Christ Himself had to scream out to God, to talk to Him, to be with Him. Hard times don't mean we're not on track with God or that he's left us entirely. It means that we have to lean into that relationship. But how we do that in our own individual lives and circumstances is what we're helping you deal with today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
So call up and share. You know, is your faith causing conflict in your life or relationships in some way? Perhaps you're going through something that's making it hard to experience God's presence or causing you to struggle in your faith or have doubts in some way. Maybe you're having a hard time knowing God's will or experiencing his love or mercy, or perhaps you're wrestling with particular challenges in your faith life and how to bring God more into your life and relationships. If you're having spiritual struggles of any kind, let's work together to connect with God's grace and find the next steps at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for folks who aren't aware, the Theology of the Body was St. John Paul's reflection on what it means to be a Christian disciple in the modern world and how we can discover God's plan for living an abundant life and experiencing healthy, holy relationships.
And as I said earlier, you know, it is human to have a tendency to think that if we're truly faithful, we wouldn't struggle. That struggling is some kind of sign of a weak faith or God leaving us in some way. But nothing could be further from the truth. The Theology of the Body reminds us that it's our job to bring our faith to bear on every part of our lives. Our relationships, our hopes, our dreams, our work, even the way we use our bodies. But the fact is, integrating our faith into every part of our lives is really hard work. Sin, not just our personal sin, but the sin of the world, has torn apart the original unity that was meant to exist between our faith and every other part of our lives. And putting that back together again is really hard work. It does require struggle and often involves doubts and even conflict with ourselves and, of course, with the others in our lives.
So spiritual struggles aren't the sign of a weak faith or even a sign that God has somehow left us. They're the sign of God's invitation to a deeper faith. They're a sign that God wants to bring parts of our life and faith together that we haven't really been able to integrate before, or that maybe it hasn't even occurred to us that they should go together. You know, when we're struggling in our spiritual lives, the first thing is to not give up, but rather double down on our efforts to bring the various puzzle pieces of our life to God. You know, we need to take all those pieces of our life that don't seem to fit together out of the box every day. Our hopes and dreams, our gifts, our talents, our desires, our frustrations, our relationships, really all of it. We need to bring all those pieces to God every day and ask him to teach us how to put them all together. And we need to keep asking every day with that expectant faith that God is talking to us and teaching us how to listen to him. So let's talk about how to do that, because I think that sounds great in theory. But when it comes right down to it, you know, how do we really hear his voice, know what he's calling us to? How can we discern his will? How do we navigate those relationships where our faith, rather than bringing us together with the people we care about, is actually pulling us apart? How do we support those who are struggling in their faith, whether we're talking about our kids or our spouse or anyone else that we care about? The reality is, faith is fraught with challenges on every level. We are here to help you navigate those challenges gracefully. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, and Greg, as you're talking about supporting people in our lives whose faith might be challenged in some way, certainly the last you know, several years has caused us to need to be there for many people in ways that we never have before, and challenged us to be able to do it in new ways, and also challenged us to figure out how to present our faith in ways that don't tear apart relationships. So if you're struggling with how do you live your faith in a way that is inviting, that's engaging, is still truthful to you, but how do you do that in a way that's also truthful and good and beautiful in a way that is important to the other people in your lives who are struggling in whatever way they are, whether it's in their personal lives, whether it's actually grappling with the truths of the church, whatever your challenge is, God wants to be there for you. But sometimes the connection isn't very clear, and we need to be able to tune that up a little bit and be able to engage with Him more so we know what the steps are that He wants us to take in the midst of it all. Give us a call today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Again, today's show, Spiritual Struggles. And we're talking about really any dimension of our spiritual life, whether that is our struggle with our relationship with God or the church, or the challenges that faith brings to our life or relationships, or the difficulties we have in bringing our life together in line with our faith and all the difficulties we can experience in those ways. Let's talk it out if you are experiencing challenges in your spiritual life at all. 877-573-7825.
And what does it mean to live a faithful life in a difficult situation? As we spoke to a lovely woman yesterday who's really trying to deal with her husband's past infidelities, and she was thinking that, you know, the church or God was just asking her to just forgive him and move on and not address it, and that if she didn't do that or she struggled with that, that somehow she was letting God down. And instead we really talked about what God and our baptismal promises mean to a situation like that. What the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation, or forgiveness and admonishing the sinner, really means. So, if you're struggling with anything and you're not quite sure what God wants you to do about it, or you don't feel quite right inside yourself on how you're handling it, or there's somebody in your life who's going through something like that, we are here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the gift of faith. And yet, Lord, we recognize that it's difficult to know how to bring our faith, life, and relationships in line with each other. And often we'll experience struggles in our relationship with you or with the church, or we experience struggles as faith brings conflict into our life and relationships, where we feel in our hearts and know in our minds that our faith should bring it all together in some way. Somehow it often feels like faith is just complicating everything. And so, Lord, we bring all those pieces of our life to you that don't seem to fit, and we ask you to teach us how to put it all together in ways that make sense, in ways that glorify you, in ways that lead to healing and transformation. Help us through those spiritual struggles. Help us through the struggle of bringing our faith and life together so that we can glorify you and be witnesses to the power of your grace in every part of our lives and relationships. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about struggles in our spiritual life and conflicts that our faith can bring to our relationships. If your faith is complicating your life in any way, or you are struggling in your spiritual walk, let's talk about finding ways to connect with God's grace, to connect with God, to overcome those challenges that are separating you from whatever it is that you need to bring your faith and life together. Or support those you love in doing the same. Again, the number 877-573-7825.
Greg, I have a very important message here from Kelly, who is the wife of one of our military who lives in Pennsylvania. And she says, I've always wanted my husband to share my faith life with me since I reverted back to my Catholic faith 5 years into our 16-year marriage while my husband was deployed. He doesn't care if I pray with our 13, 10, and 8-year-olds at bedtime and do the rosary, but he'll just sit there and he doesn't say a word. He will come to Mass with us, but only if he doesn't have anything else to do. I've been praying for him to get more faith all of these years, but in the last months with us all together more, since he's been stationed in Pennsylvania, and of course, as a family, we were home more during this whole crisis, everything that's going on has made me realize how much I need a husband who will pray with me and my kids and who will help to calm our nerves by turning to God together, and who will show my kids how to pray when they feel uncertain. How do I get him to realize this and at least try? And that's Kelly in Pennsylvania.
Kelly, thank you for the message. And, you know, I think you've taken some good steps to begin to bring God more into your marriage and family life. And I want to give your husband credit for showing up and for being there. You don't really describe the nature of his resistance, though, or the degree to which he actually is resistant. You know, he is coming to Mass with you. Where he is at least attending, you know, the family attempts at family prayer that you've initiated. You're not saying that he's hostile to any of that, but you've also not said that you've specifically told him your concerns. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we're afraid to talk directly with someone we care about, especially our spouse, about our desires for the relationship spiritually. We have the sense that, you know, quote unquote, we're not supposed to force our faith down anybody else's throat, and of course we're not. But that doesn't mean that we can't go to them directly and say, look, this is an important thing to me, and I'd like to be able to share it with you. Where are you at, and what could we do to grow together here? And I think that would be my first suggestion to you, that, you know, that as a next step, you need to go to your husband and say, you know, this is something that I'd like to be able to share more with you. And, you know, I'm new at this, so I don't really know what I'm doing. And I know that you don't necessarily know what's up. But I guess where are you? You know, you've been here for these prayers that I've tried to do. You've been to Mass. Where are you at in your relationship with God? And how could we maybe grow together a little bit more? Because I'd love for you to participate in this more than you have.
You know, as I look at this message, Greg, it seems like she's been in the faith for about 11 years. But 11 years where your husband's had different deployments and has been away, and you surprised him with this. You know, he was deployed, he was away, he left one family, came home however long later to a family that, you know, not only was he dealing with the shifts of not being with you, of having the kids, you know, or at least one of the kids grow and change in that time, and then having more, there's a lot of shifts, and suddenly you were all Catholics, and you were all experiencing your faith, and that's a lot of shift for somebody who comes and goes out of your life because he's serving his country. And that takes a lot of communication, a lot of praying together, even when he's not actively participating. The two of you taking time and you saying, honey, I just need you to be here while I pray that you and I can be on the same page, that you and I can come to God together and develop a faith life together. And really being very, very descriptive of why your needs are so great. You know, in your message to us, you're really describing a lot of feeling uncertain, feeling fearful. Certainly the whole world has felt that way, and you guys as a military family have that more. So really sharing all of that with him and asking him to just be there with you while you pray for your needs in all of this and see what God brings about in that.
So thank you so much for the message. If there's more we can do to support you in your attempts to grow spiritually in your marriage and family life, don't hesitate to reach out to us again. And we do, incidentally, if you're looking for a good resource, we have a book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which really talks about how to bring God into every part of your marriage. And I'd really encourage you to check it out as a way to take some next steps forward.
And, of course, we thank you, your husband and your whole family, for your service to our country.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about spiritual struggles today, the challenges we have in our own faith walk, the difficulties we have in bringing our faith and life in line with each other, the conflict that sometimes faith causes in our relationships, and the challenges we face in supporting those we love in their faith life. Let's talk it out and find graceful ways forward at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, plus we'll be joined by Damon Owens from joyfuleverafter.org. We'll be sharing some insights on what the theology of the body can teach us about bringing all the different parts of our life together. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in just a minute.
Start the new year with a new vehicle from Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, you can save big during their Start Something New sales event. They have lease offers that include new Ram Crew Cab 4x4s for as low as $239 a month. This is the truck that won multiple Motor Trend Truck of the Year awards. Come see the selection of all the vehicles Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has to offer on their loaded 10 acres. Don't miss the Start Something New sales event going on now at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or visit them online at pinckneychrysler.com.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria mutual funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, tensions have arisen between the Holy Father and many faithful, tradition-loving Latin Rite Catholics. Some of these Catholics have found solace in the Eastern Catholic churches. Perspective here can be helpful.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO Ave Maria Radio.
We are the pro-life generation, passionate about building the culture of life in our healthcare and in our nation. But not all healthcare options are equally pro-life, and some provide morally objectionable procedures. CMF Curo is different. CMF Curo is a pro-life Catholic healthcare ministry providing a pathway for its members to build the culture of life in their healthcare choices, not destroy it. Learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today our show is titled Spiritual Struggles, as we talk about the challenges we have in our own faith walk, in the difficulties that we often encounter in bringing our faith and life together, in the conflicts that faith can sometimes create in our relationships, and our challenges in supporting those we love in their faith journeys as well. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Damon Owens of joyfuleverafter.org. Damon, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg, Lisa. Always good to be with you guys.
Well, you know, earlier I said that the theology of the body has a lot to offer us in terms of helping us bring our faith and our life together. Let's talk a little bit about how we can discover, you know, how the theology of the body can help us discover God's plan for our life and relationships, and maybe some simple things we can do to start to unpack that plan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really a joy to talk sort of under the hood of the great practical advice that you guys offer in situations, you know, like the last caller. But I think the confidence that we want others to have, that you and I have, is in this theology of the body, that everything on that practical level has very specific truths about the human person. And the theology of the body in general is about connecting these spiritual challenges with things that are very material, the matter. In fact, the great quote from the theology of the body, that the body itself is capable of transmitting into the visible reality of the world, the deepest mystery of God. So when we have spiritual struggles, it's important that we look at it in this integrated way. And there's sort of three thoughts that I have about that. One, you know, maintaining what I call a posture or an attitude of discovery and wonder. And that discovery and wonder really acts against this resistance to be self-creative. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges of our day, that we want to create good situations. We want to even create ourselves to be saints. We want to do the work, and we acknowledge God, but we don't acknowledge that it's really His work in us. And for those who are frequent listeners of yours, this is one form of that receptivity that we speak so often about, really discovery and a wonder. And it allows us to be sort of this daughter and son in relationship sense, not a bossy or rebellious person. Mm. The second is accepting everything as a gift. And, you know, that posture of receiving everything from God as a gift means whether it's good, it's bad, it's ugly, the situation fits our expectation or ideal, everything is from God. And that we don't deserve anything. And that keeps us in sort of that posture of gratitude, that even our weakness, our sin and injustice, things that happen to us, God's in it. And I've even come up with sort of just my own ejaculatory prayer sometimes where I say, all right, Lord, yes, Lord, just yes, Lord. Even if something bad happens, just yes, Lord, even though I don't understand it.
So while evil isn't from God, you're saying, you know, it's that idea of He can use everything for our good. So saying yes to Him and saying, Lord, turn this into something that brings me closer to You. Turn this into something great for Your good and my good. Is that what you're talking about there?
Exactly. Great clarification. Thank you for that. What I'm saying is that when we sense the absence of God, God is sovereign over everything. So knowing that yes, Lord, means that He's going to make a good out of this. Absolutely. And it helps in that relationship and trust with God. And that's right into the third point that I just wanted to bring up, is just to be bold and humble in a stewardship with God. Not owning things, but letting God use us as He wills. And it's an exercise in trust.
Damon, I want to thank you for being with us today and offering us some of those insights, and also for the greater work that you do in helping couples bring God more into their marriage relationships. And if folks would like to learn more about the good work you can do, they can go to joyfuleverafter.org. And we're taking your calls, listeners, about spiritual struggles in any part of your life at 877-573-7825.
Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59, and in Dearborn, west of Telegraph. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900. More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 75% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Learn more about classical Catholic education in Ann Arbor. Interested parents are invited to attend the St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic School virtual open house Sunday, January 30th. During the open house, you'll have a chance to meet teachers, ask questions, and learn more about classical Catholic education. Scholarships are available, and enrollment begins soon for kindergarten through 8th grade, as well as preschool. Visit sta2.org to register for the open house today.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. You may have heard the phrase, the family who prays together stays together. But you may not know that this is backed up by significant research. Based on hundreds of studies, couples who pray together tend to be 15 to 20% happier than couples who don't.
In fact, the more often you pray together, the happier you'll be. In one study, couples who said they pray together a lot were 30% more likely to endorse a positive statement about their spouse. Making God a regular, important part of your marriage relationship will help you have a more intimate, healthy, faithful marriage. And committing to prayer as a couple will enable you to show the world that the love that God shows you is possible. So today, ask your spouse to pray with you. And remember, God wants to change the world through your marriage. For more tips on how to have a God-centered marriage, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today we're talking about spiritual struggles, whether those struggles have to do with our faith walk and our own relationship with God or the church, or we're struggling to bring our faith into our everyday life and relationships, dealing with conflicts that are related to our faith, or having a difficult time knowing how to support the people we love in their faith walk. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk right now with John, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey on Domestic Church Radio.
Hi, John. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Greg. Hi, Lisa. This is my second time calling in. I spoke with you a few weeks ago. I was the gentleman who called in about my daughter struggling with me being a Protestant and not taking communion. I know you get a lot of calls. You may remember me, you may not.
I do remember.
Sure.
Through your guidance, I've been speaking with our local priest, and I'm going to be converting to Catholicism. I didn't even know until recently that people were accepted into the faith at Easter. And what a wonderful way for this to just line up, because I'll be able to be there for my daughter for her first Holy Communion together.
Your first Holy Communion together.
That's
John,
wonderful.
What a huge, huge thing to go from that first call to this. Like, God really showed up.
Yeah, and thank you for being so receptive.
Thank you. That's really the reason why I'm calling in, is because I've been reading the Catechism every day. I'm trying to make it through the whole thing as quick as possible, but also absorb the whole thing before I move on to just more information. I just want to know everything.
Bless your heart.
But as I've been praying daily, I'm starting to notice I'm a very selfish person, and it's bothering me emotionally, and I've noticed that it's hurting my marriage. So I make selfish decisions in being the person who goes out and does things alone, and I'm very engaged with my family, but then I also find that, you know, I might stay out or go watch a movie, and there's little barriers that seem to be popping up to kind of give me a moment to think about things. This is an example. I purchased a TV yesterday that I didn't need to get, and I got it home, and I opened it up, and it was broken. So I'm in a place now where I'm realizing I still have these very selfish desires, and I just want to know, is there a prayer or a saint that I can pray to, or something that gives me a meditation that I can hold on to daily so I can catch myself before I do
John,
these selfish things?
You're amazing, and God bless you. And as Greg said, thank you for your receptivity to the Holy Spirit and your receptivity to your daughter's promptings to all of this. God is obviously very, very with you on all of this. Of course, we'll talk about some of the great saints that can help you out. Basically, every single human and saint has gone through this, so you could pretty much pick the one that is attractive to you, but we'll talk about that a little bit more. But I would caution you to lean into just the fact that God loves you so much that he would bring you to this point, because it's very easy to let ourselves get distracted by being told by Satan, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, and really just lean into the fact that, okay, Lord, thank you. You're letting me know I have some things to work on. Give me the grace to work on this now. Have a little bit of a sense of humor about it, perhaps, where you say, oh, that's what you're doing, Lord. I didn't really need this TV, and now it's broken. You're just trying to let me know to be a little bit more, you know, questioning and ask you before I purchase something, or ask you before I take some time to go and do that thing that would normally be my go-to, but maybe you're asking me to stretch a little bit more. So lean into talking to God about the times where you feel like you might be falling into being a little selfish rather than beating yourself up.
So let me build on some of the things that Lisa was saying, and you know, as I'm prayerfully reflecting on the question you're asking and the things you're describing, you know, I see that, you know, your conversion and your openness to the Holy Spirit is calling you not just to a deeper relationship with God, but to a more intimate life with your wife and your kids, a less selfish life, a life that is more in communion with the people around you, rather than being a collection of individuals living under the same roof, right, and doing your own things. So a couple of things on that. One, you know, you're asking if there are any saints that you could ask for intercession. So I would ask you to ask Saint Joseph to pray for you every day, that you would be the husband and father that God wants you to be, and to really prayerfully reflect on his silent and quiet witness of what a strong godly man he was and how receptive he was to God's prompting in everything that God called him to do.
And can I build on that, please, Greg? Because, John, you know, as Greg and I have both noticed, you're being very receptive to the Holy Spirit. And here with St. Joseph, who thought he knew the right path for his life and for Mary's life, you know, he was going to quietly divorce her. And he was so receptive to the Holy Spirit that he actually could hear God in his sleep and believe God immediately, not question it to death, but immediately say, all right, this is what you're asking me to do. I'm staying with Mary and Jesus. I'm getting up and fleeing to Egypt. So really meditating on St. Joseph and asking St. Joseph to guide you and pray for you would be a great first step.
I'd also like you to ask for the intercession of St. John Paul, whose work we reflect on every day here on More to Life, and whose theology of the body especially really highlights what it means to live a selfless, grace-filled marriage and family life. I can't think of a saint who's done more to really talk about how to bring God into our marriage and family lives. And so I'd really encourage you to ask for his intercession as well. Something practical I'd like you to do. A couple of things, actually. If you're not doing it yet, I'd like you to pray with your, especially with your wife. Well, your wife and your kids every day. But this is something that Lisa and I do every morning. The alarm goes off. Before we do anything else, we roll toward each other and we give our marriage and the day to God. It's a simple, Lord, you know, please bless my wife, and if whatever I know that she's going through in the day, I'll lift that up. But I'll say, you know, Lord, help me be the husband that she needs me to be today. Help me to find ways to show her how much I love her, how much you love her. You know, help me to find little ways to make her day easier and more pleasant. And she'll, you know, pray a similar prayer for me. And then we lift up all of each of our kids in prayer. And the whole thing takes maybe 3 to 5 minutes, you know, and we're still rubbing the sand out of our eyes. But it's the very first thing that we do.
And I pray the same exact kind of thing for him. Very just heartfelt, no specific words written down. It's not something that we have to go to a prayer book for. It's from our hearts.
But the point of it is that from the very second that we wake up, we really want to orient ourselves to what God is asking us to do, to be more present to each other and to be more receptive to each other's needs, and to recognize that we're not just in this for ourselves, that we're really in this to create communion with each other, and what that means today. You know, so I think that simple prayer with your wife every day. And I would encourage you to take a little time to do that same prayer with the kids. You know, Lord, help us to be the family that you want us to be. Show us what little ways that we can find to make each other's day a little easier or more pleasant, and help us to live for each other. Right? So that simple prayer. One other thing I'm going to suggest to you is I did a book called The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. And I look at each of the 8 Beatitudes as an example of the fatherhood of God and how we as Christian men can be fathers after God, the Father's own heart, and what each of the Beatitudes can teach us about being a father after the Father's own heart. And each chapter doesn't just reflect on one of the Beatitudes, it also divides it up into 3 ways. I start by talking about what does this Beatitude say about our relationship as sons of the Father. Then in the second section of the chapter, I talk about what does this Beatitude say about our relationship with our wife. because we can't be fathers without her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, what does this say? What does this beatitude say about our relationship with our children? Pope Francis has said that the Beatitudes are a blueprint for Christian living, and of course they are. And so, you know, as you reflect on what it means to be a more godly husband and father, I'm going to encourage you to walk through the Beatitudes with me in the book, The Beatitudes, Eight Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, and really allow Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes that he gave us to reorient your reflection, your relationship with your Heavenly Father, with your wife, and with your children, so that you can be that man after God's heart. So those three things, you know, asking for the intercession of St. Joseph and of St. John Paul, and being inspired by their witness, really praying with your wife and kids, specifically in the ways that I suggested, that you're asking God to help you find little ways to make their days easier and more pleasant, and to really live for them. And then walking through the Beatitudes in my book, The Beatitudes, can help you really understand what that relationship needs to be like moving forward in your faith development.
And John, I will caution you that not all self-care is selfish.
Oh, that's a really
so
important
if
point.
You're the kind of guy who's, you love your wife, you love your kids, but you just need time alone to recharge, to be your best self, so that's why you're choosing to go to that movie alone or spend some time alone, that's okay. That's how God made you. And it's all right to lean into that. The important thing to do is to talk about that with your wife and kids and build that into your schedule. So you're not just saying, oh, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to a movie by myself at a time where you're supposed to be at one of your kids' practice, or your wife was expecting you home for something, or you haven't had a date together in 100 years and suddenly you're gone. But if you say, honey, I know I need, you know, every other day or every day for a half an hour or whatever it is, to be able to recharge and be myself, because I love you all, but for me, being around people, it sucks a little life out of me. I need to be able to bring that back to be my best and most godly self. How can we build that into our lives and our schedule? That doesn't mean you're selfish. That means you're serving others by refilling your tank.
No.
But you're checking in with everybody to see how to do that in the most what we'll call ecological way for you and your whole family together.
Well, and even some of these one-off things, like, you know, I'd really like to go see this movie. Let's talk about, you know, a good time for me to be able
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly.
Or, you know, would you like to do it with me? And if not, you know, is there a good time that I could go by myself? Or, you know, I'd like to get another TV. Could we talk about, you know, could we talk about that? And,
yeah.
and when would it be, make sense for us to do that? When would it make sense for us to do that? What would that look like? You know, and just have the conversation. It's okay to have those desires. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, any of that. It's more a matter of making sure that you pursue those desires in a prayerful way, and in a way that is communal
mm-hmm.
and reflective of your relationship with your wife and kids.
Doesn't mean you're asking permission.
No.
It means you're discussing how it will be ecological for your whole family. In other words, it works with all your needs. It works so that it helps you lean more into being the family and the married couple that you're desiring to be and you feel that God's calling you to be. But don't just go make those decisions by yourself and say, selfish if I do this, I'm not getting this, I'm not doing this, because you're not meeting your own needs. You'll end up resenting it, or you might not be hearing what other people's needs are. So I think God's calling you into more conversation and communion with your family as well as with him.
Well, John, thank you so much again for the call, for your receptivity.
Oh,
and
so
I really do think that you're going to get a ton out of walking through the Beatitudes. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out at CatholicCounselors.com or anywhere books are sold. But I think the suggestions that we've given you on the call would get you, you know, a nice way down the road. But if you're interested in walking through the Beatitudes, check out that book, The Beatitudes, Eight Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, at CatholicCounselors.com.
And John, we feel so privileged to know how your walk is going, so feel free to call at any time.
Really.
And especially after you and your daughter receive your first Holy Communions together, can you give us a call sometime during Easter week?
Yeah, let us know.
And let us know how it all went, because we want to share in that joy. This is such a blessing to hear from you today. Thank you so much for calling us.
877-573-7825. We're talking about spiritual struggles today on More to Life. Whether you are having challenges in your own faith walk with the Lord or with the church, if you are experiencing conflict in your relationships because of your faith, or difficulties in your life because of your faith, if you're having a hard time knowing what God's calling you to next, or really feeling God's presence, His love, or His mercy, or for that matter, if you're not sure how to support someone you care about in their faith journey, let's talk it out together on our show today titled Spiritual Struggles at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Romans. Let me say that again. It comes to us from Romans chapter 12, verse 12.
Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
You know, it's easy to reduce this scripture to just an aphorism or, a, you know, kind of a positive, I don't know.
Put it up on a wall somewhere and think it's pretty.
Yeah, but there's so much power and so much depth in this. Rejoice in hope. What does that mean? Well, we rejoice in the fact that we know that God is in charge and that He is working things out, and we can rejoice in His plan for our lives, that all things work to the good for those who love God.
And if you're hopeful at all, even a grain of sand hopeful, you can rejoice that the Holy Spirit is there, because hope is the presence of God, and we can't hope on our own. We can only hope if God is being present for us and putting that hope into us. So even if things look dark, if you have this seed of hope, that's the Holy Spirit being active in your life. So you can rejoice in that. You can pray and praise God for even that little tiny bit of hope, because it means He's there for you.
Because our natural human fallen response to suffering is just to kind of give up and crawl up in a ball and you know, want to die.
But any hope is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
So that's number one, rejoice in hope. Be patient, the second part of that scripture. Patient doesn't mean just bear it. It doesn't mean just, you know, white knuckle your way through it. Patience is an active virtue that has us, you know, let's say you're working on a project and you sort of step back to see what you've accomplished and what you yet need to do. Patience is that space that allows us to step back and say, all right, what's done and what needs to happen. It gives us that breathing room to figure out what the next thing the Holy Spirit is asking us to do actually is. So patient in tribulation doesn't mean just put up with it. It means actively reflect on what the next step God is asking you to take in the face of that problem. And finally, be constant in prayer. Well, I mean, it's all about bringing it constantly to God and saying, all right, Lord, I don't know how to put all this together, but You do. And it's exactly what we were talking about at the very opening reflection in the show, of constantly bringing the different pieces of our life to God and asking Him to show us how it all fits. So rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12 on our show today about spiritual struggles, a scripture to reflect on. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about the challenges you're facing in your faith walk, or the difficulties you're facing in integrating your faith in your life and relationships, or the challenges you experience in trying to support those you love and living their faith. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after the break.
Nestled under the warm Florida sun is a university whose name indicates a vocational call. Ave Maria, Latin for Hail Mary, recalls the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary of her future vocation, becoming the Mother of God. Enriched by God's grace, Mary freely ascends to this call. This is the model for all students. Come to Ave Maria University, where you'll be empowered to clearly see your vocational call, whatever that call might be. Ave Maria University, your vocation location. Visit avemaria.edu.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. Sometimes clergy and pastoral ministers are silent on the topic of abortion because they don't want to hurt those in their church who have had abortions. While their intention may be sincere, the problem is that silence does not interpret itself. Those in the church hurting from abortion may think, they don't know my pain, or they don't care about it, or they know and they care, but there's no hope. The fact is, we do know, we do care, and there is hope. And that is why we speak about abortion and invite everyone to come to repentance and healing. Abortion hurts everyone, and the church is the first place where we should learn how to find Christ's healing. For more information, visit abortionshockwaves.com. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual fund. You can learn more about the Ave Maria mutual funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Spiritual Struggles. As we look at the challenges we all face in our own faith walk, in the difficulties we experience in integrating our faith with our life and relationships, and the challenges we face in supporting those we love in their faith journey. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Leon, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York on SiriusXM 130.
Hi, Leon. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on, man?
Hi, Dr. Gregory and Lisa. Thank you for taking my call and for your work. Well, I have problems in my prayer life and at Mass when it seems as if the enemy is inserting inserting his name into my important parts of the Mass.
I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that so you'll be praying and then all of a sudden you'll hear the word Satan pop into your head, or what are you saying to me exactly?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, not just that. It's just it's like infiltrated into strategic parts of the Mass where I'm supposed to be praising God, mm-hmm. and that name comes in, okay. and it disturbs me.
I understand.
Of course it does.
Well, let me tell you a wonderful story that I think will be a very great help to you. And it may be an apocryphal story, but I don't believe it is. I do know, for example, Saint John Vianney, the Curie of Ars, and he's the patron saint of priests. He legend has it, was regularly visited by Satan, who didn't just manifest, in his mind or in his spirit, but who physically manifested, and would vandalize his house, for example, or would call him names. Satan liked to call him potato eater because it was a huge insult about what a peasant
you're
he was.
You're a peasant, you're
class.
No good. And I'm talking about, we're talking about, to the level the story goes that he would, walk into a room and there'd be pots and pans flying around the room. I mean, it was really intense stuff.
The Exorcist level stuff.
Yeah, so, the movie. Yeah,
yeah.
The old movie.
So there's a story that one day, it was the middle of the night, St. John Vianney hears this rattling in his kitchen, and he goes downstairs to see what's happening. And he walks in, and there are these pots and pans flying all over the place, and sitting in the middle of this mess is Satan. And St. John Vianney says, "Oh, it's you."
He's no. You got to get the quote right. No, it's only you.
And he went back to bed.
He turned around and went back to bed. Oh, it's only you.
Now, I am not attempting to make light.
And truly, okay? The idea is, if he just saw the dog, he heard a noise and he thought maybe somebody broke in, and he walked into the kitchen and saw the dog was just scratching himself and it was making a noise on his collars. Oh, it's just you. Fine, everything's good. And he goes back to bed.
So I'm not making light of the fact of what you're experiencing. What I'm trying to do, though, is to say that for those of us who are saved, who are baptized, mm-hmm. who are confirmed and communed, you know, who are filled with God's grace, we don't have to worry. You know, of course Satan wants to distract us in our prayer life. Of course he wants to. And one of the best ways he distracts us is by kind of popping up, and then we feel like, oh, I have to fight him because he shouldn't be here, so now I have to. And now my focus is really on him. Right? So, you know, if you have that sort of thought pop into your head or that, you know, that intrusive whatever, you know, acknowledge it. Say, oh, okay, it's you. And then go back to doing what you're doing.
And again, it's only you. He has no power. He doesn't have the victory. And go back to what you're doing with double the fervor, you know, using the name of Jesus instead of letting him put his, you know, Satan put his name into your
head. In fact, you know, thank God in those times. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the victory over this, over mm-hmm. Satan. Thank you, Lord, you know, for you know,
that
Satan,
you're sovereign over all things.
You know, Satan is trying to distract me from you. Thank you for giving me the faith life that makes it makes Satan think it's worth trying to distract me.
Exactly. You know? And keep letting me grow in my faith life, you know, Lord. So, you're the creator. You're the redeemer. Start to praise him.
But don't be afraid of that, and don't be distracted by it, and don't let yourself get sucked into a battle with Satan over it, because the Lord has already won that battle. You don't need to worry about it. Like St. John Vianney said, you can look at this and say, oh, it's only you, and go back to doing what you're doing. Leon, thank you so much for the call, and listeners, thank you for sharing this journey with us today on More to Life. We hope that the things you've heard on today's program will help you draw closer to the Lord and bring your faith more into every aspect of your everyday life and relationships. And if there's more that we can do to support you, check out all the resources we have to help you bring your faith into your life and relationships at CatholicCounselors.com, including our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, and Discovering God Together, which is all about raising faithful kids and leading a faithful family life. That's all at CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Pupchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.